Okay, another Could Be the Move podcast. It's Jeff McDonald, Bobby Dolan here.
Yo.
It's Mother's Day. No, we're not going to do some special Mother's Day edition, even though that probably would have been the right thing to do and the smart thing to do.
Tell some mom stories.
Could have told some mom stories, definitely. But instead, we are going to talk about fast food.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about which fast food restaurant is the best fast food restaurant and which is the shittiest fast food restaurant.
Okay.
So, let's go ahead and let's see what you got. Jeff, what is your favorite fast food restaurant?
Are we including In-N-Out?
You don't know. I'm not going to include In-N-Out because it's a West Coast chain. It's not universal. It's not all throughout the beautiful country that is the United States. So, I'm going to say it is void from this discussion.
Okay. I will go with Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr.?
Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr., also known as Hardee's on the East Coast,
yes,
right?
Yes, correct. Okay.
So that might be considered void, because you, in a weird way, you selected two fast food restaurants.
Same menu.
Same menu, two different names. Jeff, I told you to select one fast food restaurant. What do? You give me two fast food restaurants.
Well, then I also couldn't choose Jack in the Box either, because they're not national.
Exactly. So Jack in the Box, In-N-Out's void. I might even say Carl's Jr.'s void because it's also known as Hardee's.
So this is between McDonald's, Burger King,
Wendy's, Little Caesars. Okay, let me hear about your
Chick-fil-A? Chick-fil-A count?
Ooh. Yeah, Chick-fil-A counts.
Chick-fil-A.
Okay. Okay, so all of a sudden you're just going to cheat on Carl's Jr.? What's the deal with that?
I forgot about Chick-fil-A.
Forgot about Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
You just forget about Chick-fil-A.
Just forget about it.
Wow.
Chick-fil-A is...
So what do you think about the whole gay thing with Chick-fil-A?
What was the gay thing?
With the whole homosexual thing?
Oh, I don't care. I mean, they're closed on Sundays. I mean, they're very religious.
That's bullshit, for the record. I feel like every time I'm craving Chick-fil-A, it's always on a Sunday. Isn't that just bullshit?
I think it's funny that in retaliation, there was a kiss-in or... The gays organized some day where they were all going to go to Chick-fil-A and, like, make out in Chick-fil-A.
Really?
I don't think I made this up. But this is a while ago, so I don't really remember. But, yeah. Regardless of their beliefs, I choose Chick-fil-A.
Wow, that would have been wild to see. A good old-fashioned kissing. Huh?
You don't know it's that day? You're sitting there eating your chicken nuggets? Whoa, these dudes are really getting after it in here.
Jeff, what the hell is going on? Oh my gosh, that'd be wild.
Yeah.
So it didn't affect you at all. You still ate at Chick-fil-A. You never even like thought, maybe I shouldn't go to Chick-fil-A because of all the negative press and all that bullshit.
No.
Yeah, me neither. I'm the same way.
Never crossed, no. I didn't make the statement.
You know, I think it's kind of cool that he made that statement. I understand that, like, I don't agree with that statement, but I think it's cool that he made that statement. I think it's badass when people make statements that are their opinions, that are their views, and they just go, this is what I believe. And then it's different when it's a CEO head. I understand that. Sometimes you got to keep your mouth shut and maybe keep your opinions to yourself, especially if it's going to rile a bunch of people up, especially when you're in that situation where you own so many businesses. But I kind of dig that stuff. Like the guy from Abercrombie & Fitch when he's like, no, I don't want fat people wearing my stuff.
Or the guy from Lululemon.
What did he say?
So he recently quit his post, but he first said he thinks it's really funny listening to Asians try to pronounce his name of the company. He flat out said that.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
And was this at a party? Like, when you
no,
said that?
No, it's like in the press. And then there was issues where recently some of the pants were see-through. Like in the butt, you could see through. And
see-through, what do you mean? So like they were white pants?
No, they're black pants. It's just the material was really thin. So if a girl's stretching, you could see.
Yeah, when a girl bends over with Lululemons, right, you can definitely see their butt. Yeah.
And so,
not that I'm looking. I don't.
So they were saying, oh, it's because of the fabric stretches out over time, blah, blah. And he made some comment like, well, just some women aren't meant to wear, you know, Lululemon stretches the fabric out. Not all women's thighs can fit into our.
Wow.
It's like something where it's like, oh, okay. It's like he's the head of a gigantic company.
I dig that. I dig stuff like that. I think the reason why I dig it so much is because I don't think I'd ever be able to say something like that if I was the head of a company. I feel like I try to be so politically correct all the time.
No, you'd be Bill Belichick.
I would definitely be. Well, I wouldn't be that much of a dick. I'd probably be like
Popovich.
No, Popovich is sort of a dick to the media. I feel like I'd be like Joe Girardi. You ever seen him talk to the media?
No.
He's like cool to the media, but he also kind of says like, all right, back the fuck up. Like he kind of gives him like that.
Okay.
So I'd be Joe Girardi when it comes to that. But yeah, so fast food. So you said Carl's Jr. and Hardee's first?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to beat. Well, each restaurant, other than McDonald's breakfast is the best.
McDonald's breakfast is the best.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like the only fast food restaurant that has fast food has breakfast.
I did Jack in the Box. The breakfast was really bad.
I had Burger King once and it was like decent.
Do they have French toast sticks?
I think they have French toast sticks. I didn't get the French toast sticks. I just got like the bacon, egg, and cheese version of whatever the fuck they have.
But so I really like Carl's Jr., obviously the Western bacon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Chick-fil-A, pretty much everything, but I try to stick. I stick with the tenders.
Chick-fil-A has breakfast.
Oh, they do like a chicken on biscuit thing, right?
Yeah,
Chick-fil-A. They also have great shakes.
Chick-fil-A has fantastic shakes.
Yeah.
They taste very fresh.
Yes.
That's what I like about them a lot. Okay, so Carl's Jr. Hardee's. I've only been to Carl's Jr. once, and I'll be honest, I wasn't thoroughly impressed.
What'd you get?
I don't know. I think I got, like, the number one or number two. Just, like, the classic.
The classic, the star burger or something
like
that?
Yeah, just some bullshit like that. And I was with two other guys, and I was like, oh, I've never been to Carl's Jr. And then I, like, had it. I'm like, it tastes like...
Which is such a funny reaction, because Carl's Jr. is not going to change your life.
Not at all.
How have you never had this shitty meat?
In-N-Out changed my life.
In-N-Out tastes like 4th of July, so I could see that.
In-N-Out is fantastic. In-N-Out does taste like 4th of July. Yeah. Oh, so good. So a lot of people, every time I have this conversation, they always say, like, Wendy's. Like, it's always the first thing that just pops up in their mind. They just say Wendy's. Wendy's, Wendy's, Wendy's. I think that's Jared's favorite. That's Jared's favorite. These are two friends that we hang out with. And I feel like I've heard it all over the place. And they always say Wendy's is the best. And I want to say right now, I think Wendy's is extremely overrated.
I've had it maybe a handful of times in my life and it wasn't... Their commercials bug me.
You don't like this whole redhead situation?
No.
No?
But I don't know. I've never had a craving for fast food.
You never had a craving for fast food?
No.
Really? So there's never been a time where, like, I could really go for... Even when you're hammered, you're like, I could really go for a Carl's Jr. Star Burger. I could really go for a McDonald's.
Well, In-N-Out, of course. But excluding those, but I've never said, oh, I would kill. Jack in the Box tacos.
Jack in the Box tacos?
Yeah.
Oh, those things are so bad, but so good.
Yeah, when you're drunk, you dip them in ranch. Oh. They're awesome.
Oh, they're disgusting, but they're so good. I love the cheese that they put on it. Just like a slice of cheese that they would put on a fucking cheeseburger. Just like, here you go.
Yeah.
Not melted, just there's a piece of cheese.
Yeah.
But then you're just, like, sinking your teeth into it. And, like, what do they do? Do they, like, press them? Like, how does the whole thing work? Because I feel like every time I get it, I'm like, okay, first off, the shell's been soaked in oil for the last, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah. The lettuce, you hold it up, the lettuce is just dripping oil.
Yeah. Off of it. You're like, what the hell is going on? And they just throw a piece of cheese on it.
There you go. There's your taco.
Here's your taco, buddy. There you go. 2 for 99 cents. Get the hell out of here. But you're right. One time I was, like, close to being blacked out, and I had a coupon. Because they give, you know, the coupons out all the time. San Diego games, Padres yep. games. And I was just so smashed in the backseat, just screaming at Jenny. Just, Jenny, Jack in the Box, I'll buy tacos. I had like 3 gift certificates. And I had 2 of those tacos in her car, and it just like blew my mind.
Yeah.
And then I thought about it, like 3 months later, I was like, I'm kind of hungry. And they're like, would you like 2 extra tacos to your meal? I hate how they always fucking ask that. But I was like, yeah, sure, let's do it, let's party. And I ate it, and I was sober, and I was just, ugh.
It's not good.
It's crazy how that works, man. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
It's gross. So I was thinking about it. My favorite fast food restaurant, I'm going to go out there. I'm just going to say it. McDonald's. I think McDonald's is fantastic. We're not counting Subway, right?
No.
Not counting Subway. Not fast enough, huh?
No, because if you do... I feel like Subway, Chipotle, Rubio's, those are all a step above fast food.
Okay. So, like, pretty much... Your average meal, if it costs more than $8 or $9, then you're considering it fast food?
Yeah, we'll go places that have drive-thrus.
Places that have drive-thrus. So Starbucks, considered fast food?
No. It's a coffee chain.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid. They do sell croissants, Jeff.
I know. They do. They do.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go with McDonald's. I mean, for a lot of different reasons. Number one, breakfast. Fantastic. Fantastic, even though it makes you feel like shit.
It kind of ruins your day.
Oh, it's awful. Coffee's good, too. I'm going to say number two reason, double cheeseburgers. Their double cheeseburgers are fucking fantastic. I can't believe you've never had a craving for a McDonald's cheeseburger before.
No.
Really?
Never.
When's the last time you've had a McDonald's double cheeseburger?
Possibly never.
Never?
Possibly never.
And you're going to just go ahead and say, like, Carl's Jr. is the best, even though I've never had a McDonald's double cheeseburger.
Yeah, I'm sure I've had it at some point. I'm just sure in an airport.
Oh, so good. So freak. I'll tell you what, that's the best move, too, when you're at an airport. You can just ditch all those expensive prices and just go right to McDonald's and get yourself, like, a $6 meal.
Maybe I'm anti-McDonald's because I got McDonald's jokes my entire life.
Oh, that's right. It's your last name.
It's not my last name.
Well, that's right. McDonald's.
But mine's MacDonald.
Oh, get out of here, dude.
It's a different last name.
No, it's the same fucking name. No,
I have the same last name.
Kids don't know, dude.
They don't know. That's why they... Yeah.
What was the worst joke you heard? Like, what kind of jokes would you hear and stuff?
Just the classic. So, if I say I know you, do I get a free cheeseburger?
No.
Is your dad named Ronald?
Stupid.
I had a teacher in high school who was old. He couldn't remember anyone's names, so he gave everyone nicknames. Well, first of all, he just called everyone Cherub because he couldn't remember.
Cherub?
Cherub. Like, oh, my little cherubs, because he couldn't remember anyone's
name. What the hell is Cherub?
Cherub's like a little baby, basically.
Cherub's a little baby?
Cherub is, I don't know how to explain it. It's like the baby, it's like a little baby that flies. Sort of looks like a cupid. It's a little baby.
A little baby that flies, and your teacher's calling everybody Cherub.
Anyway, so he called me Golden Arches.
Golden Arches.
Yeah.
I guess it's better than Cherub.
Yeah.
Wait, let's go back to this Cherub guy, dude. So this guy's just calling people Cherubs? This guy's a small flying baby?
This guy was the man. So he would, what was the class? Government. High school government we're taking. And we'd have tests like you do in class. And the day we did, so say the test was on Wednesday, we'd have class on Monday. And on the board, he would write the six questions that were going to be on the test. So basically, if you went home and studied these six things, because it's all essay answers. So he gave you the test basically before class.
No way.
And then during the test, he would go to his desk and put his feet up and take a nap during the test.
No way.
So no one knew this. So the first test, we all study. And then later, everyone would go home and they'd write all the answers on a piece of paper, put it on the ground next to them, like in a book. And then he'd go take his nap and everyone just open the book up and like copy down the answers.
No way. Yeah. Did he ever catch anyone cheating?
No, because he must have known. Like everyone knew everything. I mean, he gave you the test beforehand.
What an awesome dude. Is that just a guy that just doesn't give a fuck? Like, he realizes...
Yeah,
like,
he's just the man. He's been there for 20 years, whatever.
Old guy?
Older. I mean, not crazy old, but he's probably been teaching for 25 years at that point. And his wife was the principal, I believe, of a local junior high. And some local morning show, radio show, was there doing something for a walkathon or some event. And they were kind of like flirting with her, talking about like, oh, you know, and he was listening on the radio because he's like, oh, my wife's going to talk on the radio. And they're like, oh, you know, your husband must be a lucky guy, kind of like hitting on her. And he said, there's like these assholes.
That's awesome. So yeah. He's got a hot wife.
Yeah. He's just living the dream.
Sounds like it. Calling everyone cherubs, huh?
Yeah. Just getting away with it. Not remembering anyone's name ever.
Hey, what's up, cherub?
Hey, my little cherub.
And he called you Golden Arches.
Golden Arches, yeah.
So he must have remembered your name. He must have known everything about you then. I mean, Jeff McDonald, Golden Arches.
Yeah, I think it's just easier to see the last name and go Arches.
So you were the only person that got called not Cherub, pretty much.
No, other people had nicknames, but for the most part, like, so he'd be like, all right, you know, okay, Cherubs, time to pay attention. Like,
all right,
but if he called on you, it'd be like, yeah, you know, he was just like a cool old guy.
Mr. Cherub. Sounds like Mr. Cherub rocks.
Yeah.
That's a Smashing Pumpkins joke right there.
Oh, it is right? Cherub
rock. Cherub rock, yeah.
There you go.
Hey, I never knew what Cherub was. I just always listened to the song and played it on rock.
It was like...
And then it... How's the song go?
I know the song.
Oh, that's the song. It's... Who wants... Honey...
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have
you ever seen anyone vomit at a fast food restaurant?
Vomit at a fast food restaurant? No, I have not. I've obviously seen somebody vomit afterwards.
Right.
But at a fast food restaurant, no.
Okay.
Have you?
Yes.
What fast food restaurant? Let me guess. Taco Bell?
Nope.
KFC?
Nope.
Popeyes?
Nope.
Jack in the Box?
No.
Carl's Jr.?
Nope.
Starbucks?
Nope.
Safeway?
What is that's a store?
Sorry, that's a grocery store.
No, one was at Burger King. The other was at
Burger King sucks, dude.
The other was at McDonald's.
At McDonald's. So you've seen it twice?
Yeah.
Hammered?
No. So Burger King was high school. We had a friend who he said he could eat six. What's the big Burger King burger?
Whoppers?
Yes. He said he could eat six Whoppers in one sitting. We're juniors in high school. Said, okay, well, I got to see this. So we ditch and go to Burger King. He gets six Whoppers and for some reason ordered a side of fries also. Ate all six, ate the fries, drank his soda. We walk outside Burger King. Projectile. Six Whoppers come flying out.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But he did it.
Do you, like, have to pay him? Or do you just say, like, whoa?
No, it's just, I bought the burgers and stuff.
You bought the burgers?
Yeah.
Or did everyone else chip in, or was it you?
Well, we all chipped in. I mean, the person attempting the feat of strength did not pay.
Do you ever feel like you're cheating on McDonald's if you go to Burger King because your last name's McDonald's?
No, because my last name is spelled differently.
Adds an I in there, I guess.
And then the McDonald's vomiting was, friends came to visit me in Santa Barbara. So, of course, we get smashed. And then the next morning, went to McDonald's for breakfast. My buddy's like, oh, I don't feel good. We're like, okay, you know, whatever, dramatic. And he's like, no, like, I think I'm going to throw up. We're like, oh, yeah, totally. And then he leans over his tray and, like, covers up his mouth and didn't make any noises. It wasn't like a, but he leans back and his tray was just covered in vomit.
Ew, dude.
And we're like, we have to leave now. We leave and we look in the window and the person working there went to go clean the tray and they're like, jump back.
Oh.
Yeah. I felt bad. Like, oh,
You fucking dickhead, dude. Your homeboy couldn't just go to the bathroom and puke.
I don't know.
I've had that happen a couple of times, dude. This one buddy of mine, he always would puke in the morning. And one time we just got all hammered, of course. Just getting smashed, dude. But the next morning, chicks. I mean, this was like next, like at noon or 1 o'clock. So, I mean, I'm not really hungover anymore. And he goes in there, he has like...
hangover gone.
I don't get hungover anymore, dude. Come on, please. I already tweeted about it and put it on Facebook. So hungover. Anyways, homeboy had two slices of pizza, and he just looks at me and he's like, about to throw up. I'm like, all right, go do it. And he goes, nope, throwing up right now. Went in the bathroom, puked everywhere, came back. Yep, just threw up. Like, that was his move. Like, it was really, really weird. It was like for, like, 2 months, he would just throw up all the time. And then, like, he hasn't thrown up. It's really weird. I don't know.
Huh.
Yeah, same sort of thing. I went to a pizza restaurant with him one time, and I had, like, two pieces of pizza, and he, like, was just stuck on the fact that he had finished the whole pizza. And we're with a bunch of girls and stuff, and he's driving us home. He's like, I gotta pull over real quick. I gotta throw up. And he's just, like, so casually and calm and stuff. It was almost as if, like, if close your eyes and picture James Dean throwing up, like, in a car. It was just so smooth. He's just like, he just kind of pulls over and, like, hey, Luis, what are you doing? He's like, I gotta throw up real quick. Pukes, takes a picture of it, and goes, check it out. And then gets back in the car. And, like, the girls didn't even blink an eye about it. They're just like, oh, no. Oh, that was kind of cool.
Wow.
Yeah, so. He's one of my Mexican friends. He's not Mexican. He's from El Salvador. But,
Yeah, that's not the same thing.
So, would you consider Little Caesars fast food?
No, I mean, I consider fast food the classics burger.
But if you go to Little Caesars and you have $5... You can get a hot and ready.
Is anyone still going to Little Caesars?
Well,
those commercials, the pizza looks terrible.
They're horrible. Little Caesars is disgusting. There's no other way around it. It is disgusting. Their sauce is like goddamn ketchup. It's like you pretty much take like mozzarella cheese and they sprinkle it on ketchup. And they sprinkle it on cardboard. They take cardboard and they take ketchup and they smooth it all over, and they sprinkle a little cheese, and they just throw these, like, fucking awful, disgusting.
Because right now they have their...
Cut up some Slim Jims and shit.
Their lunch deep dish special, which is like $5 for a deep dish pizza and a drink. Who is going and getting that?
It's awful. And the joke was in college, like, any time you got Little Caesar's pizza, like, there was something wrong with you. Like, you either broke up with your girlfriend, you don't have any money, because it's not something you want to be seen eating.
Not that Domino's is amazing, but for an extra $3, the pizza quality is much better than Little Caesar's.
You like Domino's?
I like Domino's.
Yeah? I like Domino's just shit, man.
Well, those chains are... It's better than Pizza Hut.
You... Papa John's.
I don't like Papa John's.
What do you mean you don't like Papa John's?
Everyone's on Papa John's nuts. I don't get it. The garlic butter dipping sauce is great, but I don't...
You don't like Papa John's?
It's good, but I'm not...
Papa John's is by far better than any chain pizza restaurant I've ever ate at in my entire life.
Okay, I can give you that.
By far.
I can give you that, but I'm still not... I still don't understand, like, the... I don't know.
Domino's sucks, dude. I like how this whole thing with, like, the CEO is, like, talking about how they're going to do it right, you know? And they just added, like, pepper to their, like... They just added, like cheese and pepper to their crust. And I'm like, I told you. We're changing. We're turning things around, you know? This is
what we're doing. No, you can see your pizza going through the whole delivery process.
That's cool. That's actually really, really cool. I like that. But, yeah, these Domino's commercials, I just don't like them, man. It's just... They're like, hey, look at us. We're being different. We're like the Apple of pizza.
Do they still have... Remember when they had the...
It's not my cup of tea.
Remember when they still, did like the pasta bowls? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Those look terrible. But I...
Carbo load, dude.
I always thought a fun job would be either naming or inventing fast food items.
Ooh.
Like, the guy who invented the Double Down, clearly something mentally wrong with him, but it's a genius idea.
Double Down. Yeah, Double Down. I've always wanted to be the advertiser when it comes to the Double Downs.
Like, that is a psycho thing to pitch. It's like, anyone got new ideas? Here we go. 2 pieces of chicken. Those are the buns. Put some bacon and cheese between it. People will buy it. That's an insane idea, but I think inventing fast food... Look at Taco Bell, the double-decker taco. I love those.
So good.
There's so much stuff they invent. Fritos? They're the Doritos Locos taco shell?
So awesome.
It's like...
How do you think that process starts? Do you think that just, like, pass around a blunt and they just, like... All right, what are you imagining right now? Like, they say, okay. They say, all right, nobody can eat before you show up to work. And they all just show up to work. Like, these are all the marketing gurus right. And stuff. Okay, so you're on a 24-hour fast, okay? Then they pass around a blunt, 2 blunts. And they go, what are you imagining right now? And some guy's just like, oh, Doritos and tacos, but like the Dorito is like the shell and like the taco is like regular taco. And they're like, Johnson, you've done it again! You know, and then like...
Yeah, I imagine the panels are stone teenagers and pregnant women. Or
I don't think that's safe if a pregnant woman's smoking a blunt.
No, she's not.
She doesn't smoke the blunt.
No, stone high school kids and then just regular pregnant women.
And then just like one fat ass. I feel like a fat ass needs to be there for validation.
And like the classic shirt with grease stains all over it. Or Taco Bell waffle taco.
Just that chest hair poking out. You know, like that chest hair. That gray chest hair when you're an older guy. Dude, you're just like, God damn, dude. Your fucking chest hair is longer than your hair.
It's a fast food battle to see who can invent the... So, yeah, waffle taco.
Have you had that yet?
No.
It's starting to get stupid. Like, it's starting to get to the point where it just, like, this seems like some sort of make-believe toy that you give a kid.
It's hilarious. It's...
Here's your waffle taco! You're like, wait, that's actually a thing now? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't wait to, like, the donut sandwich. I know that, like...
That exists.
Yeah, that's the... What is it? McGriddle?
No, but you can get, a burger where a glazed donut is the buns.
Oh. That is probably so goddamn good. I love donuts so much. I'm going to say Dunkin' Donuts has got to be considered fast food, right? It's got a drive-thru. It's fast.
Yeah, but different category.
So you're going to call it like a morning... You know, fuck you, dude. I'm taking it as my favorite fast food. You know, no, I'm not going to say that. I think Dunkin' Donuts is extremely overrated. People are always like, you don't have any Dunkin' Donuts out here? Dunkin' Donuts is sort of just like a place that, like, it makes you feel good about yourself. It makes you feel warm and cozy. But there's nothing really good about it.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for Dunkin' Donuts to be like, fuck it, we're getting in on this weird stuff. Donut filled with nacho cheese.
Who do you think would win, like, this whole worldwide crazy fast food restaurant idea? Like, who's going to turn into, like, just like the pioneers of just ridiculous food? Looks like Taco Bell's making a push. I feel like Taco Bell's usually the leader.
Yeah, because they've already butchered Mexican food. They've just completely bastardized.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not Mexican food at all.
Not even close.
A waffle taco? No, it's just a waffle with sausage in it you hold like a taco. I think they clearly have no shame. And their menu is so versatile, they can just start coming up with shit.
What's the next thing that Taco Bell invents? That just is going to mind. It's just going to be a mind blowing creation.
First of all, think about how weird it is that they are in the breakfast food game now.
That's unbelievable to me. I never thought that Taco Bell would be able to make that jump because KFC they're not and they're also and they're like combined, right?
Yeah, they're all Yum Foods, I think.
Yum Foods. That's really the name of a company?
Yeah, it's the biggest fast food. They own Taco Bell, KFC.
Yum Foods.
Yum Foods.
We got to get in this whole food business because that's a business that's never going to die. People are always hungry. People are always going to eat. If you can make it cheap, market it.
But the next big Taco Bell thing?
Yeah, what would you make?
What would I make?
I'm really going to think about this.
Yeah. Obviously, cheese. Well, the key ingredients would be some weird melted cheese mixture. You need some, like, sprinkled stuff on top. It's got to have bacon, of course.
Hmm.
I'm going to go with, it's going to be a smoothie-type item where nacho cheese is involved in the smoothie.
Ew.
The straw is made of bacon.
Ooh.
It's basically they take a bacon cheeseburger, blend it up.
Oh. Oh. Dip your fries in that bad boy.
Yeah. See, now you're thinking about it. That sounds pretty good.
Oh. That could be a sweet and salty.
It's just making it easier and easier and easier for people to ingest with no effort. Oh, you want a burger? But you don't want to chew? Here you go.
I don't do this whole chewing thing.
Burger
chewing,
smoothie.
Chewing was back in the 2010s. I don't do the chewing thing anymore.
That burns calories, you know, with chewing. I need to sit in my car.
So you think, like, the next best thing is going to be, like, a combination of Jamba Juice and, like, Taco Bell. And they're just going to say, this is how we're going to party. This is it. Double cheeseburger with fries in a shake form. Here you go.
I don't know about that, but I could definitely see. I think the key thing is the serving dish has to be edible.
The serving dish?
So whatever it comes in. So if you get a toast, like a tostada.
Well, right? Jeff, everything's edible if you.
Okay, it has to be a food item.
I mean, Jeff, come on. Let's think about that for a second here. See, I'm trying to think of what I would create. I can't really think of anything. I was thinking about a Taco Bell dessert, but the only thing I really started thinking of was like a Choco Taco, and that's already been done.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of like two things of like a thin layer of like a toffee crunch thing, like make the shell out of that, and like marshmallows and like nuts and like ice cream. But that's a Choco Taco. Like that's right. Been done before.
If you go to this website, Food Beast, and there's amazing stuff on there. And someone, they did fried chicken, but instead of breadcrumbs, they finely crushed up nacho cheesy or Doritos and Cool Ranch Doritos.
No way.
And did the buttermilk batter, dip it in that, deep fried their fried chicken. It looks incredible.
Oh, that sounds so yeah. awful/awesome/unbelievable.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Oh, I gotta give you one of those.
Yeah.
That's going to be so bad for you. I mean, you have to have, like, how many before you die? Like, if you ate one of those per day, how three of those per day, how many before you die?
So let's say it's a meal. You get a thigh, a wing, and...
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
You could probably live a long time.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a human being. You adapt.
Are you still getting the sides of mac and cheese and mashed potatoes with gravy?
Yeah. 32 years?
Yeah. If you're... No exercise?
Exercise. Just like your normal everyday life.
Ooh, how about like a mac and cheese burrito? I could see Taco Bell getting on that game.
Ooh, that could be fun.
Like instead of bean and cheese, it's beans with mac and cheese.
That could be pretty tasty. I just want like a double cheeseburger burrito. That'd be fun to have one of those.
I mean, that's kind of what Slater's, that's kind of what they got going. But they just invent your own crazy...
Out of their fucking minds. Yeah, you're right. Actually, Slater's is already...
And they do breakfast also.
No, they don't.
Yes. You can get a breakfast burger with a donut. They do. Who's going there for breakfast? Yeah, you know, I feel like doing nothing the rest of today, so I'm going to go to Slater's.
I had Slater's once, and I liked it, but I was a little disappointed. I thought it was going to be better. It was good, but maybe I screwed up my creation. You know, it's just...
You got pastrami on it, right?
I got pastrami, but it was, like, really salty, too. I understand what I'm getting. I understand I got the pastrami.
Matt Norton, if you're listening, you got kale on your burger.
I know, right? What a loser goes to this big-time burger. You're like, I'll take kale. You guys have kale, right? Okay, cool. Brussels sprouts? I didn't see it on the menu, but secret menu. I know how that works. Fucking loser slash awesome person.
Yeah. My only issue with Slater's is it's good, but... I have a problem when the patties are so gigantic, it's like an effort to take a bite out of the burger.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a smaller burger, same ingredients, like same toppings, just a smaller version. Like In-N-Out, I feel, is the perfect size.
Do you ever have that jaw thing happen when your jaw cramps up?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, God, that happens to me all the time.
While you're eating?
Well, like, yeah, if, like, it's a big burger and I take a big bite and I go, like that. This part right here.
Between your, like, underneath your chin.
Oh, it'll start cramping up.
Yeah.
And I hate it. I hate it so much.
And you do this?
Sorry, I'm just, you know, got my fireman Bill face going. It's just like, oh, sorry about it. But, yeah, Slater's 50-50. Well, actually, you know what we should do? We should, after improv tomorrow, I might get myself a burger. That sounds like an awful idea.
Those buffalo tenders I got that night?
Yeah. Ran right through you?
Next morning. Trouble.
Those look good, though.
They were, but that was a little aggressive for 10 o'clock on a Monday night.
That was pretty aggressive. Yeah, you're like, I'm going to get some food. I'm like, what do you mean you're going to get some food? It's fucking 9:30, dude.
I was hungry.
I'm hungry. I'm always hungry. I'm hungry. Jim, man. Slater's 50-50. The new hangout spot after improv, dude. Good for us.
Yeah, look at us networking.
I wonder what I'm going to do in UCB. Like, I'm like, hey, you guys got like a place where you guys drink beer afterwards? Like, oh, no, this is LA, bro. We got like scripts to write. Like,
Yeah, we go out and we vape and have gluten-free burgers.
Wouldn't put it past him, man.
He's vaping.
All right, well, we got 33 minutes down, and it is 3:40, so what do you think, man? Check this one done? Check this one done? What the fuck is that? Check this one done. Check this one off the list?
Yeah, why not?
All right, cool, man.
Shout out to all the moms. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Love you, Mom.
I know you don't listen in on this.
Yeah, you're not going
to
hear this ever, thank God.
Maybe one day, Mom. Maybe one day. All right, well, thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next week. Or maybe in a couple of days. All right, we'll see you.